This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The ag economy has been trending below growth neutral. We'll have more right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
A monthly survey of bank CEOs in 10 Midwestern states shows a dismal outlook. The report shows the February score fell to 38 on a 0 to 100 scale, where 50 is growth neutral. This is the 17th time the score has been below growth neutral in the past 18 months. Creighton University economics professor Ernie Goss said the livestock are performing better than the grains.
The numbers were not good, falling below growth neutral for the 17th time in the past 18 months. Now, I have to say, though, that livestock doing much better than grain. In other words, if I separated out grain to livestock, particularly beef, doing much better, and I would probably put that number in positive territory, but the grains definitely in the negative territory. Commodity prices in terms of grain, just too low, in fact, probably below break even for most of the farmers in our survey region.
Goss said trade is the primary downward driver.
The value of the dollar is up pretty strong, and that makes our goods less competitively priced abroad. A global economic slowdown certainly not helping out there, and certainly a supply over, I would argue, an oversupply from some of our competitors, such as Brazil and Argentina, pushing down prices or holding them down, I should say. Prices have improved a bit over the last month or two, but still not in a territory that makes the farmer feel good about what that farmer's making.
For more information, look for the Main Street Economy Reports at creighton.edu. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com and sign up for our e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.